Actually, nice costume, girl.
He dropped these names without offering hers in return. Everyone smiled, friendly but vague, and Kat did her best to connect faces to names, to give her bright, wide-open smile. But they were moving through the crowded room too fast for anything to stick.
That guy over there is the other Jake. We call him Ohio Jake.
Still walking, still a blur.
Ting, Ava, that's Asher. Sophie, it's been fucking forever.
In the kitchen, he tugged on Kat's hand again, leading her to a keg where he poured beer into a red plastic cup. Foam rose up and spilled over the lip as he distractedly handed it to her. Jake pressed a hard kiss to her cheek.
You good?
He asked. She frowned at him, understanding immediately. He was going to pawn her off on someone. I'm fine, but where are you? Jake looked around quickly before settling his gaze on a woman dressed as a witch and bent at the waist while reaching for a can of wine in the refrigerator.
Regina,
he said, bright with relief. The woman straightened, smiling in surprise and hugging Jake.
Regina, this is my girlfriend, Kat.
Cracking the top on her wine, Regina turned her warm, dark eyes to Kat and smiled again.
Could you hang with her for a sec?
Jake asked.
I have to go find the boys.
Before Regina could answer, he jogged out of the kitchen. Unsurprised, Kat watched him go, and then turned her wry grin up to the other woman. You don't have to babysit me. I promise I'm fine. Regina laughed and tilted her head for Kat to follow. Jake is hopeless. Come on. There's a group of us over by the couch.
From the side of the room, he watched the little lamb. He'd been unable to take his eyes off her, in fact, tracking her from the moment she was dragged in behind the basketball player, a truly aspirational costume, given that the man couldn't be more than 5'6", who deposited her unceremoniously in the kitchen with a woman she clearly had never met before. He stared at the lamb's face. Enormous hazel eyes, sharp cheekbones, a mouth like a soft, edible heart. And then took in the rest of her. Brown curls fell past her shoulders. She was petite, but stood with a posture that spoke of a stubbornness and passion that made his skin hum. Feeding was endlessly more fun when they had a little fire in them. He watched as the costumed witch led the lamb to a sofa where several humans sat and gossiped. The lamb turned from him, and he stared at the firm swell of her backside in her white leggings. A flurry of debauched images raced through his mind before he pulled his gaze away. Stifling a yawn, he surveyed the party around him. Same shit, different setting. Forever 25, he easily blended in with the crowd here, but even if he hadn't, it wouldn't matter. Sometimes he wondered if people even saw his face, or only reacted to the pull of his power. After all, he'd been there barely 10 minutes, but several women had approached him already, their eyes glazed in that familiar way, their offer simple and straightforward. He'd politely declined, compelling them to return to their friends, although he wasn't sure why. He needed to feed. It was the singular reason he'd left his penthouse, wandered uptown and followed the group of unexceptional humans down the sidewalk, up the front steps, and into this dull party. He should get what he came here for, and be done with it. And yet, a familiar restlessness ate at him, made a tight, agitated sensation take seed in his gut and spread into his limbs. He was too impatient to spend hours slowly siphoning energy from the room, but he didn't want to take one of these dazed women into a dark bedroom for pleasure and feeding either. He wanted the same thing he'd wanted for centuries. To not have to live like this anymore. He knew that when he felt this way, the best thing was to run or swim or fly. But to